T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
When the moon hits your eye like a bigger pizza pie, that's amore.
Oh, boy. All right, Dom Giordano when show. You know, I love like J.D. Mullane's column. Don't miss it in the Bucks County Courier Times. So today, Maggio's in Southampton pleas for Americans to return to work and save small businesses. But the nugget at the top, this great family-run restaurant, Roe and I have eaten there in Southampton, used to have a 22-page menu. Now it's 4. J.D. says, blame the weird new normal we're living through. Joining us to talk about that is Sam Schubert. He co-manages or owns the restaurant with his brother, Sam. Now, wait a minute.
Come on, read the board, Dom. We're talking to Sam Schubert and his brother Josh as his co-owner.
Can't sue it. I'm reading JD's thing here.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah. It's Sam Schubert who's with us, co-owners of Maggio's, with his brother Josh.
There you go.
Sam is with us here on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Sam, good morning. Thank you very much for joining us.
Hi, good morning to you. Thank you for having me. Actually, Josh is on the call as well.
Oh, okay, great.
Doing?
Good. Well, since you guys, I guess you have a lot of time. You don't have a 22-page menu. It's only 4 now. We can get both guys. Now, wait a minute. 22-page menu. That seems like an all-time record, Sam. How did that happen?
Well, I mean, over the years, you know, my dad opened the business in 1976. Over the years, we've just kept expanding our menu. We used to be in a much smaller location. Then we went into a larger location. And as our place grew, our menu grew too, and it ended up coming to 22 pages. It also included beverages as well. I mean, you guys said you pulled it up and you saw it online. We have all sorts of different kinds of food, and we just kept building.
Yeah, I hear you, and I was saying, if you didn't have ziti, I don't know if we could talk. Come on. Now, Ro and I, my wife, we ate there once. It was delicious. It was great. Josh, how, though, could it be that different that you can't get supplies? Could you give us a food that you took off the menu or a few where it's hard to get the supplies and now you're down to 4 pages?
Well, I mean, it's not just about getting – well, it's more about supply and demand, right? So, for instance, just one thing I wrote about there was crab. You know, I used to serve crab cakes on my menu. You know, my menu is – I'm a scratch kitchen. You know, I don't bring in frozen foods and serve, you know, I'm not serving, you know, frozen to, right to the table. So, you know, crab meat was at $82 a pound, you know, last week, last week or the week before it was down to $65 a pound. Jumbo lump fresh crab meat, you know, used to be $19.99 a pound, $17.99 a pound. This week it's at $62 a pound for jumbo lump crab meat.
Well, I'll say two words for you. I feel like Dustin Hoffman in that film with plastics. Captain Chucky.
Yeah.
Get on the horn to him. He's listening.
It's crazy. I mean, even, you know, customers ask, you know, where's your crab cakes? Where's your shrimp? I mean, shrimp, you know, is $10 a pound. Shrimp used to be $4.99 a pound. You know, like, would you be willing to pay this much for it? No. Okay, well, I can't really serve it to you, you know. I can't really put it on my menu because I don't want food spoilage. And, you know, I don't.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So all these things that you could afford to have and take a risk, because it is a risk in having a vast menu, now it's not worth it given what you have to charge and people might move away from that. Yeah, you guys were bold, too, though. you said, Josh, to J.D. Moane, people still have bills to pay, don't they? And if they have bills to pay, those bills are probably higher than before COVID. How are they getting by? And, Sam, I think you said, never saw anything like this. People don't want to work. Are you getting any blowback today on that? Or are people saying, yeah, that's exactly what's happening here?
So, I mean, it's been both sides. So we gotten a lot of blowback. And most of the comments and most of what we gotten back has been positive. Not only that, but we've had a lot of other small businesses, restaurants alike, contact us directly through, you know, messages through Facebook, actually commenting on our post and reaching out to us privately to thank us for what we wrote because they're going through the exact same things. So, I mean, we have gotten, obviously, a little bit of blowback, but like I said before, we've gotten much, much, much more support.
Good.
Than
but
blowback.
The people
that
are critical,
understand.
Are they critical? I mean, it's an obvious thing. You know, you say work confers dignity, sense of purpose, self-worth. We don't have enough people. We have the jobs out there. Well, what do they say when they call? Are they angry or it's an obvious thing?
It's a mix of both, I'll be honest. You know, the majority of people are happy, you know, but there are some that are just not, and they're not ordering from us because we don't have the things that they used to love to eat, you know. But at the same time, we've picked up a lot of new customers as well. So, you know, we are honestly just trying to do the best job we can do every single day. That's all we're trying to do.
Well, here's what speaks well of you too, though. Here is the tell. When you are not hurting, at least according to JD, and I think that's accurate, for employees, because people have stuck with you, you've been good with them over the years, there's a family or semi-family-like atmosphere, that speaks well of a business, one of these times that you're able to draw substantial number of employees, Josh. That's a tell-all about a business, I think.
I appreciate that. Yeah, I mean, during the pandemic, you know, everybody had the option. If you were worried, you didn't, you know, you were scared, but if you wanted to continue work, you had a job, you know, and because of that, we're able to be in the position we are. You know, we definitely could use some more people. But at the same time, you know, it's not as bad for us as I know it is for other family restaurants, you know, with the health issue that they had to lay people off, you know,
Exactly.
I guess we could have, but you know, but you know, it just wasn't. You know, we try to treat everybody like family that works for us, and because of that, you know, they were loyal to us, and we can't thank them enough for that as well.
Hey, Sam, what do you say to those who say? And I'm not going to bring you guys into the politics. That's for me. But they say this all the time. They just act as if you can pay anything. Businesses should pay whatever you have to pay. If you're paying $15 an hour, you should pay $20 or $30 or whatever. If you can't find enough employees, what do you say to that?
Well, I mean, we it's kind of like a double-edged sword here. So we do pay our employees very well, which is one of the reasons they stay with us. Like Josh said, they're also like family to us. So there is that and again, we are fortunate that they have stayed with us and we are able to, you know, still be in business and serve our customers who love our menu and love our new menu as well and understand the things that we're going through. I think the big problem when it comes to labor shortages is more when it comes to distribution and things like that. There aren't enough truck drivers. There's over 80 boats that are docked on both shores that can't get their products off the, you know, off their boats. It's so backed up that, you know, when they try to anchor their boats, the ocean floor is so deep they can't even anchor, so they're just floating around. So I think a bigger issue as far as labor shortages is coming towards, you know, the distribution end of it. You know, we talk to our food representatives and they're telling us the same thing. I know Josh said the prices of certain things are, you know, through the roof, but it's also a combination of that and then not actually having the products that we need as
Correct,
well.
Yeah.
Every week, we don't even know if we're going to
imagine.
Be getting things that we ordered. We don't even know if we're going to be getting the things that we ordered because they don't know if they have them, unfortunately. And they don't have enough truck drivers. These companies, like big companies like, you know, U.S. Foods or Sysco, that I'm sure plenty of people have heard of, that also supply the supermarkets and places like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's bad right now, and we can't figure out for the life of us, you know, why we're having such, you know, why that part of the industry is having such a hard time. And now you're going to start seeing things even worse, as we stated in the newspaper article. There's not going to be enough turkeys for all these families for Thanksgiving. you know, for Christmas, you might not see the ham that you're used to having. And it's only going to get, you know, worse from here. And the same at the supermarkets. I'm sure you guys go food shopping and the prices have doubled. Next month, you might even see them triple. It's because there aren't enough people to, you know, get this food off there. And then on top of it, all the food that's sitting on these boats, there's going to be a bunch of spoilage as well.
Oh, God.
You know,
yes.
And it's not just food, but it's paper products as well. You know, the takeout containers that people use, paper that people right. use, you know, to print on, things like that. It's every aspect, at least of our business, that you
exactly.
have to think about. It's
exactly.
not just
hey,
food,
I want to thank you guys for coming on and breaking this down. Now, where's Maggio's located? And give us the website, please.
Josh?
Sure. Maggio's is located in Southampton. It's 400 2nd Street Pike, right in between County Line and Street Road in the Hampton Square Shopping Center. And the website is maggiosrestaurant.com.
Great, guys. Good luck. Thank you for coming on, too. Keep us in touch of any developments, of any you think that people would like to know about. Good luck in this, though, and particularly in the holiday season.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
All right, there's the co-owners of Maggio's. Thanks, J.D. Mullane, for that great piece on them today. That's what they're facing. Who's responsible for this? I'll say it. I'll say it any place that will let me say it. But Dan, I wish we were doing an inside story. I'd be up on the table, you know, with the panel, because I'm sure they wouldn't agree. It's Biden.
Yeah.
It's Biden, 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 and Biden again. He wants to be FDR, and he wants to keep spending, and he wants to keep on with the disincentives and change America. We'll try getting a crab cake there, though. Maybe they'll call Captain Chucky. Sure, he can arrange something.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.